Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A new national analysis shows Alabama continues to have some of the lowest property taxes in America, while Georgia remains below the national average but ranks significantly higher than its neighboring states. According to that study, Alabama ranks second lowest in the nation, with a typical homeowner paying just $890 a year in property taxes. Only West Virginia has a lower median annual property tax bill. Tennessee ranks seventh, typically about $1,488 a year. Georgia did not make the top 10, with a typical homeowner paying about $2,500 a year in property taxes, but that's still well below the national median of $3,200, placing Georgia about 18th to 20th among the lowest 50 states. The report notes that Alabama's low property taxes are one reason the state continues to attract retirees and new residents. Now, Georgia, while offering property taxes below the national average, relies more heavily on property tax revenue than either Alabama or Tennessee. For residents in the tri-state area, the numbers highlight a significant difference in annual property tax bills, with homeowners in Alabama paying much less than those in neighboring Georgia. A comparison of property taxes across Northwest Georgia shows Dade County remains one of the most affordable places in the region to own a home. The analysis found Dade County is among the least expensive counties in Northwest Georgia when comparing annual property tax bills, while Walker County also remains below the state average despite having higher home values than Dade. That report also finds that Catoosa County has one of the region's lowest effective property tax rates, but because home values there are significantly higher, the typical homeowner still pays a larger annual property tax bill than homeowners in Dade County. Statewide, as mentioned, the typical Georgia homeowner pays between $2,300 and $2,500 a year in property taxes. Dade County homeowners are estimated to pay 35 to 45% less than the typical Georgia homeowner. Walker County, about 20 to 30% less. Economic development officials say lower property taxes combined with affordable housing costs continue to make Northwest Georgia an attractive place to live, work, and invest. In other news, Common Spirit Health is temporarily pausing some outpatient imaging services as they work to resolve ongoing radiology delays affecting their hospitals and clinics in Tennessee and North Georgia. Hospital officials say the delays are related to software issues during the integration of a new radiology services provider. The temporary pause is designed to help speed up the review of imaging studies while ensuring emergency and other urgent cases receive top priority. Patients whose appointments are affected will be contacted directly to reschedule. Common Spirit says cardiology imaging and mammography services will continue as scheduled for both inpatient and outpatient services. The Georgia State Patrol is investigating a fatal single-vehicle crash. It happened early Sunday morning on I-24 in Dade County. One person was killed after the vehicle left the roadway and crashed into the rear end of a parked tractor-trailer. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. No other injuries reported. The crash is under investigation. Authorities have not released the identity of the deceased, pending notification of family members. Motorists in Marion County should prepare for temporary road closures beginning on Thursday. TDOT says they'll close a portion of Highway 27, better known as Griffith Highway, between Stoker Road and East Valley Road for a culvert replacement project. The closure starts on Thursday, and TDOT expects the road to reopen by next Monday, the 13th, weather permitting. Drivers are encouraged to plan alternate routes and allow extra time for travel while work is underway. For additional information about the project, you can certainly contact the Tennessee Department of Transportation. After an up-and-down series with the Mets, the Braves are on the road at Pittsburgh for the next three nights. For tonight and tomorrow night, the Ford Leadoff Show starts things off at 5:25. That first pitch each night at 6:40 Thursday will be a day game. We'll have them all for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.